because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show. Country boys, country girls, all you great patriot folks out there, you're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report here on a Sunday, January 22nd, 2017. I'm James Kelso. This show is live, and that's why we're able to take your phone calls, because we are live. We've been live for 3 years, and look forward to some calls from you today. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 313-9443. That's an 800 number, and we'll take your calls throughout the show. And when the phone picks up, you'll be talking to one of the engineers at our home, Republic Broadcasting Network, there in Austin, Texas. I'm up in North Dakota. George is with us from Maryland. George, thank you for being with us.
Hey, James, the definition is to make a shrill howling or wailing noise. That is the caterwauling we're hearing from the left wing. Left-wing caterwauls, you deserve it.
Yeah, that's good. You know, caterwaul is a great word. I've never in my 68 years of life used the word or used it in writing or speech. I need to change that. It's a great word, caterwaul. And I'm writing it
that's
down.
That's perfect for the New York Times and the Washington Post with their caterwaul. Donald Trump, such a mean old... He didn't have anybody at that. There was nobody at the inauguration. James, did you know that nobody attended the inauguration?
Yeah, no, we'll be talking about that, folks. The media, this is going to be an eight-year war. I don't think it'll let up even for a day. An eight-year war of the media versus Donald Trump.
Well, it might not last that long, James. We have the upper hand. Why should people go on buying the frickin' New York Times and listening to the Washington Post?
Yeah, that's true.
Bankruptcy could very well be... I'd love to see him go bankrupt. I refuse to do anything to do with those people except give them the finger.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope, folks, that towards the end of that 8 years or much sooner, if possible, some of these operations have folded, like the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times, MSNBC, CNN, et cetera. Hopefully they can be bankrupted. Now, a problem, a fly in the ointment in that project is people like George Soros, who appear to have unlimited quantities of truckloads of cash, and they actually don't care about losing. They're not trying to make money with this. However they get that money, and whoever they really are, they are willing to spend billions of dollars trying to destroy our country and our people. So this is going to come up here in our discussion today, George, because yesterday at the Women's March, you know, as I watched that, you know, I said in the back of my mind, I watched the caterwauling, and the name that kept popping up to me was George Soros. George Soros. I thought I saw George Soros fingerprints on that event. Well, it turns out, looking at the coverage today, even in the New York Times, here's an article. Billionaire George Soros has ties to more than 50, quote, partners, unquote, of the Women's March on Washington. Now, folks, when you have thousands of buses, and they have thousands of buses, I'm interested to know who lined up all those thousands of buses, who paid for them, because the turnout yesterday was mighty impressive. That was a very large crowd of people. So now they're billing it as just a spontaneous uprising of hundreds of thousands of people just, you know, paid for this all by themselves and et cetera, et cetera. My radar says, wait a minute. Let's go look for some people like George Soros. And if what was going on was that George Soros was booking buses by the hundred and then telling people, hey, look, you know, we're going to have a fun weekend here. Here's a bus. You know, we'll get you there, et cetera, et cetera. We'll find a place for you to stay. If this is all arranged, it's just a, you know, a fun weekend in Washington, D.C., it's not quite so impressive as a political turnout. It's George Soros doing a tourist a tour company, and anyway, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about, you know, well, if you watched it, I want to hear your impressions too. What did you think of Madonna and her F-bombs? At one point, she F-bombed twice in a row. Wasn't enough to say, you know, FY one time. She had to repeat it with emphasis. And, well, you know, frankly, I'm glad she did that because she really stamped that whole event with the stamp trashy. And so that's good. That's how that event will go down in history, as a trashy event. And then the other woman that was speaking fairly close there to Madonna, I forget who she was, maybe one of you in the audience who knows these Hollywood types better than I do, she was really trashy. So we'll talk about that. But let's go to this article. Billionaire Soros, what is the link between one of Hillary's largest donors and the Women's March? Turns out it's quite significant, this article says. And this is even in the New York Times. It's a column. It's not one person's opinion, and not the New York Times. In the pre-dawn darkness of today's presidential inauguration day, I faced a choice as a lifelong liberal feminist who voted for Donald Trump for president. Lace up my pink Nike sneakers to step forward and take the D.C. Metro into the nation's capital for the inauguration of America's new president, or wait and go tomorrow to the after party dubbed the Women's March on Washington. The Guardian has touted the Women's March on Washington as a spontaneous, in quotes, action for women's rights. Another liberal media outlet, Vox, V-O-X, talks about the huge spontaneous groundswell behind the march. On its website, organizers of the march are promoting their work as a grassroots effort with independent organizers. Even my local yoga studio is renting a bus and offering seats for $35. The march's manifesto says magnificently, the rise of the woman equals the rise of the nation. It's an idea that I, as a liberal feminist, would embrace. But I know, and most of America knows, that the organizers of the march haven't put into their manifesto that the march really isn't a women's march. It's a march for women who are anti-Trump. As someone who voted for Trump, I don't feel welcome, nor do many other women who reject the liberal identity politics that is the core underpinnings of the march. So far, making white women feel unwelcome, nixing women who oppose abortion, and hijacking the agenda. To understand the march better, I stayed up through the nights this week studying the funding, politics, and talking points of the 403 groups that are partners of the march. Is this a nonpartisan women's march? And then she goes through this. So this is going to be, he goes, She says, I found out plenty. And she says, George Soros has funded or has close relationships with at least 56 of the different organizations, including key partners such as Planned Parenthood, which oppose Trump's anti-abortion policy, and the National Resource Defense Council, who oppose Trump's environmental policies. The other Soros ties with Women's March organizations include the partisan MoveOn.org, which was fiercely pro-Clinton, the National Action Network, blah, 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 I'll skip the details on this, other Soros grantees. So these are people getting big bucks from Soros for this event on Sunday or on Saturday. The American Civil Liberties Union, the Center for Constitutional Rights, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, etc. This columnist, this writer, has not received replies yet from these organizations querying their participation with Soros. Blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I'll skip through that a little bit, but the this article is not. I'd really like to see an article by a patriot from our own core group who will analyze the Soros connection to this march. But anyway, so this is somebody who's not even on our team particularly, who is pointing out that Soros is bankrolling what occurred.
Well, James.
Yep.
I have the live webcam on Washington now, and the streets of Washington are fabulously deserted. Now, I think that's significant. I mean, congratulations, George. I mean, you filled Washington with a million angry feminists, and more like 50,000. And all the angry, ugly, nasty feminists in the world came yesterday and said, boo hoo hoo, we lost. And they're gone. I don't know anybody who liked it or thought it was great, or any Trump supporter said, whoa, boy, I made a mistake. These feminists really got it right, and Trump got it wrong. Now, Washington is empty. It's still. It's quiet. And you have accomplished nothing, George.
Yeah. Well,
except
yes.
Except to send us Madonna, or is it McDonough, to tell us to go F ourselves.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Congratulations, George. $20 million did you spend, or was it $200 million? So that Madonna can go on TV and tell us all where to go.
Right. And now in our 3 hours today, folks, let us not dwell on that hideous march that took place yesterday. Let's return to that fabulous story that took place on Friday, which is the most wonderful inauguration any of us have ever witnessed. I was crying parts of it. It was so
even Jimmy
beautiful.
Carter was smiling.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those bands, boy, my gosh, it was wonderful. But here's somebody else who was crying a little bit through part of it, and that's Peggy Noonan. Now, who is Peggy Noonan? Peggy Noonan.
Ooh, lives in,
yep, she lives in New York City. She attends St. Thomas More Church in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And she was really the best speechwriter that Ronald Reagan had, and very, very close to Ronald Reagan, really knows. She was as inside as you can get with Ronald Reagan. And she wrote a column that's out today, President Trump Declares Independence. And the slug on that is his message to America. Remember those things I said in the campaign? I meant them. I meant it all. And I'm going to read you this column here. It's very, very good, very beautiful. Some of these paragraphs are going to sound like excerpts from this show. So her conclusions are so close to this program's conclusions, this host and others, as to what has just taken place. Here she goes. She says, I was more moved than I expected, then more startled. The old forms and traditions, the bands and bunting endured. I thought, as I watched the inauguration, It continues. There were pomp and splendor, happy, cheering crowds, and for all the confounding nature of the past 18 months and all the trauma, it came as a reassurance to see us do what we do the way we do it. A friend in the Southwest, a longtime Trump supporter, emailed just before the swearing in, "I have been crying all morning from joy. I found myself," writes Peggy Noonan, who was born in 1950, to give you an idea of her vintage. I think she was born in Brooklyn. I'm not sure. "I found myself unexpectedly moved during the White House," and her ancestry is Irish. "I found myself unexpectedly moved during the White House meeting of the Trumps and the Obamas at the moment Melania Trump emerged from her car. She was beautiful, seemed so shy and game. There are many ways to show your respect for people and events, and one is to present yourself with elegance and dignity." And oh my gosh, I'll just interject here. Did Melania look great in that powder blue dress that she wore? And then the other dresses she wore, her demeanor, her manner was just fantastic through all the events she attended. The inaugural address, now here's Peggy Noonan's point, was utterly and uncompromisingly Trumpian. The man who ran is the man who will reign. It was plain, unfancy, and blunt to the point of blistering. A little humility would have gone a long way, but that's not the path he took, nor did he attempt to reassure. It was pow, right in the face. Most important, he did not in any way align himself with the proud Democrats and Republicans arrayed around him. He looked out at the crowd and said he was allied with them. He presented himself not as a Republican or a conservative, but as a populist independent. The essential message: remember those things I said in the campaign? I meant them. I meant it all. I just got to pause to get my breath here. When you know who Peggy Noonan is, this is remarkable writing in itself, but this is coming from Peggy Noonan. And one thing she's telling you here, folks, is Donald Trump is not Ronald Reagan. He's a whole new ball game.
For sure.
Yep. It's nice people, say nice things about Ronald Reagan, but she's telling you here these two guys are not equivalent at all. She continues, "The address was bold." It was only 17 minutes long, I think. "The address was bold in its assertion of the distance in America between the leaders and the led." Quoting Trump, "For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government, while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country." Unquote Donald Trump.
That's what he said.
Yep.
"And I made 20 copies for myself."
Yeah. Noonan continues, "It was an unmistakable indictment of almost everyone seated with him on the platform. Then a stark vow," again quoting Trump, "that all changes," quote, "that all changes starting right here and right now. January 20th will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again," unquote. Noonan continues, "and these words were most remarkable, not because they were new, but because he didn't back away from them. He repeated them in an improvisation," quote, "from this day forward, it's going to be only America first, America first," unquote. To American workers and families, he said, quote, "you will never be ignored again," unquote. The speech will electrify President Trump's followers. They will feel satisfaction that they understood him and knew what they were backing. And it will deepen the Washington establishment's unease. Got a break coming up here. We'll pick up right where we left off with Peggy Noonan. Stay tuned.
"It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Let's resume this here on the American Freedom Party Report. We're reading column out today from Peggy Noonan, who was really the, she wrote the great speeches that Reagan made. Those were really Peggy Noonan. And very important. She's, I think, the most qualified person around to make a comparison between her boss, Reagan, and Donald Trump. She continues. Let me find our spot here. It was an unmistakable indictment of almost everyone seated with him on the platform. And you could see, folks, as you were watching the inaugural address, as you could see it on the faces of the people there behind Donald Trump. They got it, that he was indicting them.
Yes, no quarter is what I heard.
Yep. These words were most remarkable, not because they were new, but because he didn't back away from them. I'm going to skip down here. The speech will electrify us, as it did. Now, and it will deepen the Washington establishment's unease. Now we get to the caterwauling that George opened with. Republican leaders had been hoping the address would ameliorate their anxieties about the continued primacy of their traditional policy preferences. Here's a two-word sentence from our writer here. Forget that. This was a declaration that the president is going his own way and they'd best follow. Throughout the speech and much of the day, Mr. Trump looked stern. At first, I thought it was the face he puts on when he's nervous. I don't think so now. Anyway, it was a remarkable speech, like none before it. And it marked, I think, yet another breakpoint in the two-party reality that has dominated our politics for many decades. And so now it begins. And it simply has to be repeated. Now, folks, you've heard this sentence said this way on this show a number of times. But this is Peggy Noonan saying it now. We have never had a political moment like this in our lives. We have never had a president like this, such a norm breaker in all the ways we know. We are in uncharted seas. His supporters who flooded Washington this week were friendly, courteous, but watchful. Two Midwestern women told me separately they used to be but no longer are Republican. There's something new. They are something new. Now get this, waiting for a name. Whoa. Oops. Gotta take this staple out, folks. They like Mr. Trump. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip just a little bit. They judged him as exactly what's needed to cut through the merde. That's the French word for BS.
Merde.
Yes, the BS machine, the merde machine of modern Washington. He is a destabilizer. He shifts the tectonic plates. In the chaos that results, breakthroughs are possible. And yet I'll admit that, yes, we are in uncharted waters. The mood among Republicans in Washington is hopeful apprehension. Even Trump supporters, even his staff and advisors feel it. No one knows what he'll be like as president, how this will go, including probably him. A GOP senator characterized his mood as tentatively positive. Another said with a big grin, I feel somewhat optimistic.
Ah, well, thanks there, GOP. I'm optimistic that maybe we'll get rid of your miserable butt.
Yeah. Noonan continues, we'll find out a lot the next few months. How will Mr. Trump work with Congress, and what are his specific legislative priorities?
Callers,
a few more paragraphs and your calls right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
And let me just check my callers board here. And we will go to calls here if we've got one. Got folks.
We have four, and Mitzi's on top.
All right, we've got Mitzi. You're going to be first, Mitzi, then William in Montana, followed by Donna in California and Laura in Michigan. But let me just, before I bring you on, let me round out Peggy Noonan's column. There's just a few paragraphs to go. It's so brilliant. Let me find my place again. Okay, we're on the last page here. And she says, "And yet all admit that, yes, we are in uncharted waters." Blah, blah, blah. At the Kuwaiti embassy, I looked out She must have been there at the Kuwaiti embassy during the inauguration. I looked out at hundreds of Washingtonians of both parties, diplomats, lobbyists, military brass, journalists, all networking, meeting, greeting, all handsomely dressed. As I surveyed the scene, I turned to a social figure of 40 years standing and asked, "Do they have any sense they're living through big history?" I asked. "No," she said. The look on her face, if it had been the late 19th century, she would have said, "Pshaw." "History is not what they're about," she was suggesting. "Satisfying their personal and immediate hungers is what they're about." So Noonan saying there, this what just happened, folks, is huge, and not many people know how huge it is yet.
Huge.
The Trump wars of the past 18 months do not now go away. Now it becomes the Trump Civil War every day, with Democrats trying to get rid of him and half the country pushing back. To reduce it to the essentials, as long as Mr. Trump's party holds the House, it will be a standoff. If the Democrats take the House, they will move to oust him. Because we are divided, we are two nations, maybe more. Normally, now here's where she talks about us, folks, and you out there in the audience. Normally, a new president has someone backing him up, someone publicly behind him. Mr. Obama had the mainstream media, the big broadcast networks, big newspapers, activists and intellectuals, pundits and columnists of the left, the whole shebang. He had a unified, passionate party. Mr. Trump, in comparison, has almost nothing. The mainstream legacy media oppose him, even hate him, and will not let up. The columnists, thinkers, and magazines of the right were mostly never Trump. You see what I said? The columnists, thinkers, and magazines of the right were mostly never Trump. Some came reluctantly to support him. His party is split or splitting. The new president has gradations of sympathy, respect, or support from exactly one cable news channel. Is that Fox, George? Would that be Fox?
That's who they mean.
And some websites. He really has no one but those who voted for him. Do they understand what a lift daily governance is going to be and how long the odds are with so much arrayed against him and them, meaning us? So
it is well described.
Yeah. Yeah. And what you hear there, folks, she's Peggy Noonan, born in 1950. She's now 66 years old. She has been through all of these wars. She has great perspective on the meaning of Trump. She really gets it. So I was very happy to see this from her today. Let's go to our callers. And Mitzi, I'll bet you enjoyed that Peggy Noonan column.
Absolutely, James. I am ecstatic. I was never more proud to be an American than on Friday to watch the whole inauguration and transformation of power take place. When Trump said in his speech, "There should be no fear. We are protected and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God." It reminded me of the pastor, Norman Vincent Peale, who was the pastor of the Marble Collegiate Church and the author of many books on the power of positive thinking. And Trump is definitely a product of that church. And one thing that Norman Vincent Peale always spoke about was being optimistic and enthusiastic and never giving up on your hopes and dreams. And that was Trump's message to the American people on Friday. I'm from a big family, and so some of them are not as involved in politics as myself, and they just listen to mainstream media, and I was arguing with them all during the whole election period about why they should vote for Trump and had some major debates at family dinners and so forth. But I was so happy to hear their comments on Friday. One of my sisters, who was the most against Trump, he's not presidential, and look at the things he says, she said, She said her husband and she and her kids, they really liked what he said. And another sister-in-law said, wasn't his speech great? And I thought, you know, that was just such, you know, so great for me. And I know they all voted for Trump. I mean, they did. Some of them said they had to hold their nose, but they couldn't put up with Hillary, and they voted for Trump. And they said, I think it's going to be good. And one of my sisters said, you know, we really need to pray for this man. I think he has really good intentions. I really felt he was so sincere, and I felt so encouraged by his message. And then I said to my sisters, well, you know, we need to boycott the Hollywood filth out there. You know, Madonna has never represented me or any of those women. They, to me, in all their parts and shows, I mean, they just represent sluthood, you know. And they're not Christian women, and they don't represent, you know, they represent the culture of death, aborting babies. That's what they're out there fighting for, and maybe some of them were paid for by Soros to go out there. But we should boycott them. You know, hurt them. Don't go to the movies. Don't watch them on TV.
Yeah, Mitzi, pardon me for interrupting you, but there were women who wanted to be at this rally on Saturday who were pro-life, and they were told not to come.
I heard that. And,
yeah,
oh,
their organization
were forcibly turned away.
So, yeah, that says a lot. Go ahead, Mitzi. I apologize for interrupting you.
You know, and they just represent filth. And really, you know, it's so exciting when you looked at the people who were at the inauguration. You know, what's exciting to me, and it restored my hope in the United States, is that with all of the liberal media and all of the cultural events that have taken over the last 50 years to try to destroy us, traditional America is still alive and well, and so is the family. And the young people, you know, way younger than me, were so happy that this man was going to be their president. And Rens Priebus today on a show said, you know, he wasn't so for Trump. He said, he's just such an inspiration. He's such a hard worker. He just inspires us all. And I think, you know, what we need to take away from this is that the war is not over. I mean, they are so outraged, you know, Hillary and all of her supporters and all the liberal Democrats, that we must pray vigilantly for this man. And I think Franklin Graham said that Trump's winning this election was an intervention from the Almighty. And so we need to pray that he can get the people on the court that we need to. We need to turn this around. America must remain the shiny city on the hill for all of us. And that's all I have to say. I am so excited, but we cannot just sit on our laurels. We have to pray. We still have to fight and hold our local politicians accountable. I mean, he has inspired an entire nation.
Oh, beautifully said, Mitzi. Well, well, thank you. Thank you, Mitzi.
Great call. Thank you, Mitzi.
Let's go to, let me go down my screen here. William in Montana. You're on the air, William.
Good evening, James and George.
Hi, William.
The one thing that has impressed me the most about Trump is the subtle change in his voice and demeanor. You know, now that he's commander-in-chief, his emphasis is not on impressing others. You know, unlike the politicians, you know, of old, he doesn't use an avalanche of facts, nor does he use, like, obscure statistics to badger people into liking him or following him. Though, you know, it is obvious he's brilliant and has a complete command of the situation. He's starting to hide it because his emphasis now is on inspiring others. And he does this by first thanking them for their contributions. You know, when people speak, he is listening. Most people can't wait for others to finish speaking so they can jump in with something better, you know, as if they're always saying, you know, follow me, I'm definitely smarter than you. Of course, that always has the opposite effect. And with Trump, his sincere humbleness, you know, naturally inspires in legions. You want to follow him because his generosity towards you wins you over. Go ahead.
The mention just now of Reince Priebus, who had nothing to do with Trump. Reince Priebus was the director of the Republican National Committee, the chairman. All of that having transpired, his elevation to that position before he ever met Trump. And then he came on. He was one of the midstream. Reince Priebus decided, I like this guy. And he started working for Trump. So it is very good to see Donald Trump, by his example of the humility you described and that trait you described, that he listens to people. Everybody who has known him for a long time that I've read has said that about him, that if you're in his office, first of all, it's quiet in there. He doesn't have distractions or noise. It's very quiet in his office. And if you go in there and you have something to say, he listens very closely. And then he asks questions. And he wants to have, and if people have contrary opinions to his, he wants that. He wants to hear all the different views, and then he considers and he thinks about things. This is really great news. This is really a great leader. It's why he's made so many winning decisions in his life, why he became such a success. But go ahead, William.
Well, this, you know, I think we all need to learn from Trump's example because, you know, the most effective leaders are people who listen first, and then they find ways, you know, to help others find the source of their own, you know, like inner governance. Only then, you know, like, can we as a nation join forces and truly work together to make a difference. And he knows that only by millions of people making millions of differences together will we make America great again. And I'm so inspired by the freshness and the incredible difference that this guy, I've been brought to tears. I mean, everything I watch, you know, the dancing at the ball, his amazing, you know, unprecedented speech at the CIA. I mean, we're told that, you know, the CIA is about ready to assassinate him because they have such a rift. And it isn't true. I mean, they were so joyous.
They gave him a standing ovation.
Yes. You know, they were so joyous to finally have somebody recognize them. I mean, they've been under siege. I mean, they have had a cap put on them. I mean, their leadership was completely taken over by the very worst people possible. And he knows that, and they know he knows that. And you could just feel the enthusiasm. I mean, they know he has their back. And, I mean, that was like everybody was saying, he's really going after the intelligence agency. You better not do that. They have ways of taking him out. But that's not what is actually happening. And he brought that so clear that it was mind-boggling. I mean, I felt like the light in my room, you know, just tripled when I saw him do that. And this is true about everything he does.
Yeah, let me insert this, William. Very, what you just said is very, very key. I hope people listen closely. The way that the national media reported Donald Trump's address at the CIA headquarters in Langley is that the guys in the CIA didn't like it at all, and that he was very unwelcome, and that what's the name of the CIA director? Brennan? This guy who's an Obama flunky. He was insulting Donald Trump. Yeah. But you're right. If you read the press, this is my point, you thought Donald Trump bombed at the CIA headquarters and that the CIA personnel really disliked him. If you then go listen to it yourself and actually watch what happened, it's the exact, just as you said, William, the exact opposite. They loved him. And it was a great address. And the larger point, and I know you're aware of this, William, the larger point here is this continuing war. It's going to be a nonstop, as Peggy Noonan said, a civil war. The press is going to be fighting Donald Trump. They're going to be lying about him all the way. And this is what George Orwell, was writing about. It's why he wrote the book 1984. George Orwell came back from the Spanish Civil War as having been a participant, very disillusioned, having been on the wrong side, actually, in the Spanish Civil War. He came back severely injured, almost died. He came back to London, and he opened his newspapers. And he had just come back from the Civil War. He had just seen the horror of it, which actually persuaded him to quit being a leftist and to finally be the right-wing man that he became. It was the war that opened his eyes. He came back to London, and he opened his newspapers, and the reporting from Spain was something from an alternate universe. It was lunacy. It was made up. It was complete fake and lies, diametrically opposed to what George Orwell, Eric Arthur Blair was his real name, had just participated in, almost at the cost of his life. I'm going to a little break here, and we'll come back to how we're living 1984 right now. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before
for the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? A chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over? Wish Coke was still cola, and a joint was a bad place to be. And it was back before Nixon.
We'll catch the engineer's attention here in a second. There we go. Okay, thank you. And folks, this is the thrill of live radio. You know it's live. You know, little flubs and things, they let you know, hey, this is really happening. This is not this is not a rehearsal. Let's see here. We got interrupted here. William, I think you had the floor.
Yes, I wanted to say one more thing. You know, I love Madonna's contribution yesterday because she's a superlative example of the festering of the swamp bubbling to the top.
Yeah.
You know, and though she doesn't know it, and neither does CNN, the more they attack Trump, the more they become our best recruiters for our cause. You know, the more their vileness and their lies and emptiness is pushed in our face, the more people come to reject their degenerate way of life. So, you know, give her the floor, let her be as vile as she can be, which she can be. And, you know, we'll do great.
She wants a date with you, William.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little booked. So we'll see how it goes. I want to thank you all. I mean, just listening to the bumper music, James, I want to thank you for how much you bring to this program. I mean, even in the choice of your bumper music, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like a treat, you know, while we're waiting and listening. You know, every time there's a commercial, you treat us with this great, you know, this really greatly, you know, chosen material. And thank you a lot, and let's have a great year.
Wow, William. Well, thank you. My goodness. I love you, brother.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
A little more music, and then we're going to hear Donald Trump talking to the CIA.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage.
Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.